Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Oh, I always feel like I want to put a spotlight out. You're here to shine. I am Heather Stewart. Yes, I am. And I am a life coach. I'm a transformation facilitator. I am here to gently nudge you forward in your life. And because if you are not where you want to be, this is your time to step up, friends. This is your time to step up. This is Illuminate Your Worth today on the Inspired Choices Network, by the way. And you know what? There's a chat room. If you come over to the inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, there is a chat room. And you can come over and talk to me because this is live, right? So unless you're listening to it afterwards, then you can't. Sorry. I will sense you in the energetic realm and try to answer your questions that you will come up with in the future. How's that for a promise? But today we are talking about risk tolerance. And it's interesting. Some of us think that we're open to change, but when something feels too risky, we fall back. And I've done this. I'm so open to change. I'm ready for anything. And then something will happen. I'll go, shh, wait, no, that's not what I wanted. So it's normal. It's totally normal. I mean, think about the way we're wired. So even though we are these fabulous energetic beings, fabulous, we are fabulous. I want you to just own that fact. You are fabulous. No matter what you think of yourself, I know that you are fabulous. And we are these fabulous human beings who came, energetic beings who came down, and we're like, oh, I'm in a body. These things have an expiry date and stuff can happen to them that might not feel comfortable. And we forgot to bring our instruction manual with us. So we wired ourselves as we were evolving and growing for safety. I get it. You know, I've been in situations that did not feel safe. And I mentioned it last week, you know, what doesn't kill you just makes you smarter. You might be stronger, but it sure makes you smarter. And I was thinking about risk tolerance, and it came through a couple of different channels to my mind. So one channel was when I was kayaking. You know, if you listened to last week, so I was talking about the waves that were happening, and I felt safe, but I can remember, not in the too distant past, when I first started kayaking, I would have been petrified. And I have very clear memories of kayaking in some waves that right now I would think, that wasn't that big a wave, but I'd be like watching every single wave, just ready for it to knock me over. Now it wasn't going to knock me over, but I didn't have any experience with this new environment. So I was a little on edge. I was feeling a little, you know, uncomfortable. And this can happen in physical situations. It can happen in other situations as well. I was thinking about, you know, I live in a big city. We have, I can't remember how many, we're just under 3 million. I think we're just under 3 million people. And there's streets in this city. I mean, it's a safe city. I live in Toronto. But there are streets that I wouldn't walk down late at night. That's too risky for me as a woman, as a person, as a human. Think about driving. When you're driving on the highway, there's so many ways that we all have a different threshold. And when I'm driving, I see people who, motorcycles especially. Now, my brothers drive motorcycles, and I'm always saying, be careful. You know, I worry about them. They're not worried. They're like, I don't feel at risk. I feel like I'm feeling their risk for them. But, you know, you watch some of them who are a little aggressive with their driving. And I'm like, oh, that's too risky. What if someone pulls out? What if you get killed? they maybe like that feeling of adrenaline overpowers their feeling of discomfort of being at risk. And that, I mean, another one, this is a think about the stock market. My broker is constantly having a conversation with me about my risk tolerance. It's like some people win and lose big, huge amounts of money and they feel fine, and some people, their level of tolerance is lower. It's all relative and it's all what you're used to. So when you're trying to make a change, we f will feel discomfort, and the amount of risk you feel in that discomfort can sometimes hang you up. So think about the last time you tried to change, and you might not even realize it as a risk tolerance. So if you're trying to change something in your life, I saw this beautiful quote the other day, which I'm going to look down and read, because it was by, I don't remember him saying this, but it was by Maslow, Maslow's hierarchy of need. There are more theories than Maslow now. If you've read Spiral Dynamics, that is a dense read, but it builds on the Maslow's hierarchy of need. But I digress. Maslow had this quote: "You will either step forward into growth, or you will step back into safety." So if you think about that, if you break that down a little bit, when you step forward to make something different in your life, thanks, Danielle. I know it was a great quote. It was actually in my tarot journal. I have a tarot a day journal that I pull a card every day to s what should I pay attention to today? Tarot cards. And that was one of the quotes. So this we have this illusion of control in our lives. So when we're doing something different, it feels uncomfortable because we're like, we don't know what's going to happen. We have this feeling like, oh, like the waves when I'm kayaking. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. What if that wave knocks me over? What if, what if, what if, what if? So I feel that discomfort. Now, if I hadn't kept going, that would not have felt comfortable. Now that kind of conditions feels comfortable to me. But in the beginning, you were going to feel the discomfort. And that will feel unsafe in some way. And sometimes we don't recognize that safety aspect of it. So I'm thinking about, yes, if you're doing something physical like driving crazy or kayaking in big conditions or walking down a dark street, you feel physically unsafe. Investments in the market, that's not really a physical thing, is it? You feel like this unease of your security, which is a, and I guess I could tie it back to physical safety somehow, but it's more like your security of your retirement fund, your savings, your home, your, you could even cascade it to, if this goes wrong, I'm going to be homeless, living on the street and eating, no, cat food's too expensive now, eating fish food. I don't know. I think about Fancy Feast. Fancy Feast is expensive, man. But it comes back to safety in what, in different forms. And being able to see through it, to sit in the discomfort of stepping forward into a change you want, the discomfort of not knowing. Imagine if the discomfort of, I can remember kindergarten, the discomfort of kindergarten. Imagine if I said, oh, I'm not going to kindergarten. It's too scary. First of all, your mom would have said, oh, just get yourself off to school, you'll have fun. But high school, the discomfort of high school, if we had had the option ever to check out of any of those things, we probably would have. I would have, because it was too, it felt too chaotic. It felt like there was, I wasn't, didn't know what was going to happen. I wasn't confident enough in myself to know that I was going to be okay. Yes, I know, Danielle. I don't know if any of us would have chosen high school if we had. There are people, I think, who really enjoyed high school, But high school is a place where I think a lot of trauma comes from. Right? That's where we're like in this, it's because it's transitioning. All of these people are transitioning from, they're like, they've been kids, but now they're experimenting not being kids. They're experimenting and being more grown up, but the grown ups are more grown up and telling them they can't be grown up, and the hormones are running wild. High school is a big melting pot of chaos, right? Oh my goodness. So if you don't have your support systems and your personal sense of identity well formed by that point, which most of us don't, it feels pretty crazy. It feels pretty crazy. So what experience? So when I think back about all of these things that I have done that really felt crazy, when I first started my podcast, oh my goodness. So don't go back and watch it, but I first did a podcast on business. Like this was pre the time before, pre-COVID. It was like 2018 or 2019, I think. I can't remember when I started. And I went and I saw one of those videos go by the other day and I thought, oh my God, that's insane. You can tell that I'm not super comfortable. It was very new. I was trying to navigate it all, but I still did it. And that has allowed me to feel comfortable in the message I want to deliver now and the message I want people to understand now. So these early experiences where you weren't, so I want you to take a moment at some point. It can be now if you want, but if you press pause, come back. Take a moment to think about what experiences have I had in my life, big or small. You know, learning to ride a bike for me, oh my gosh, took me so long. I was so scared. I was going to fall down. What experiences have you had in your life that felt a little out of control, a little chaotic, super uncomfortable, a little uncomfortable, that now when you look back on it, it's become normal, right? It's become safe. And if you can give yourself some kudos for that, some recognition that you stayed in this area of discomfort at some point in your life and you kept moving forward, you kept trying, and you succeeded, and now you're on the other side of it, right? So when I'm thinking about risk tolerance, I'm thinking about, are you avoiding things because you think they're too risky, but it's exactly what you need? It's exactly what you need to move forward in something that you want to move forward in. I'm not trying to push you into something that you don't want to do. Well, kind of I am, aren't I? Because I'm asking you to take a risk. But what I'm at... Okay, I'm not trying to push you into something that's not right for you. If you get to choose the direction, right? You get to choose, you get to declare out loud, this is what I want to do, but I'm afraid. And oh my goodness, the fact that you can say you're afraid of doing something, I give you a big applause because that's a huge step. Being able to recognize that you're afraid of something and admitting it, that's a massive step forward. So if you, I'm encouraging you to identify something that you aren't doing that you really feel like it's something you want to do or need to do. And then take a moment to say, is it, well, first of all, is it the right thing for you? Because sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to go do this because it seems like a good idea. And then we say, oh, we avoid it and we avoid it and we avoid it. Sometimes we might start it and stop, start it and stop. Maybe it's not the right thing. So first of all, determine if it is the right thing. And if you decide it is the right thing, what's keeping you from what feels so risky about that step that you aren't admitting to? Sometimes we have blinders on, right? Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes it takes someone outside of us to say, oh, yes, I'm glad you asked me because this is what I see. someone who you trust to tell you the truth, someone who's not going to sugarcoat it for you. So our past experiences do shape our risk tolerance for sure. And that's what I'm going to talk about when we come back from the break. So take a moment in the break to think about where you have taken risks in the past and that you moved forward into the area of comfort, and even take a moment to think about risks you have taken in the past and then you're afraid to move backwards, right? Or maybe you tried and failed. Remember, failure isn't actually failure. Failure is just information that maybe you went the wrong direction or should have, or maybe needed to try something different. So we're going to go to our break. When we come back, we're going to talk about risk, more risk, more risks. Why, how we can move into things we feel are risky so we can be our bestest selves. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are talking about your risk tolerance. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
The path, what is that song? The long and winding road. It's not a race because you know what the finish line is. We go back and celebrate the party we had while we were here. So this is that nudge that you feel to do something different, but your risk tolerance won't allow you or is blocking you from making the change that you know that you want or need. And this happens pretty much all through our lives. I mean, I do talk a lot about midlife transition because that's what I've done a lot of. I mean, I was just laughing with Danielle before we started the show, my little angel in the background, Danielle. I was laughing before the show because we were comparing our histories. You know, I went to university, I got my CPA, then I went and became a yoga teacher and then a massage therapist, and I teach kayaking and I'm an artist and I coach and all of those things that I started again. I started over quite a lot. And all of those things, for some people, that risk is too much, which is why when I'm coaching someone, I'm not going to tell them to do what I did. I can share with them my experiences, you know, the experience of what it's like to have that kind of thing happen. But it's you choose your pace. But what I don't want you to choose is to feel it's too risky and to not make any changes, right? So we were talking about how your past experience with making changes and navigating that discomfort, stepping into something you thought might be risky, or you might not even have acknowledged it, But to some part of you knew there was a risk in making a change. And sometimes you're successful and sometimes you're not successful. And how does that inform your decisions now? I remember I used to run. Yep, I used to run too. And I ran two marathons. And I was in this running group, and the woman who was leading the running group, she was a longtime marathoner. She was one of those people who just ran and ran and ran. And I was never really comfortable running, but I really enjoyed the races. That's why I ran. I didn't enjoy the training. I enjoyed the energy of all of these people running together in races and the cheering and all this stuff. So she said to me, this woman who was running the workshop at one point said, part of being able to improve is to become comfortable being uncomfortable. I said, oh God, what? Now I was in my 20s then. Maybe I was in my 30s. Oh my gosh, I was in my 30s. Okay, time is flying by. I was in my 30s then, and that was the first time someone had said to me, because I was still an accountant then. That was the first time someone had said to me, I know that you don't like this, but if you want something, you have to keep going anyway. And that obviously has stuck with me a long time because I haven't run a marathon in a little over 20 years. So that was a long time ago. But think about this. So, what experiences have you had earlier in your life where you stepped into something that felt a little risky, felt a little uncomfortable, and maybe you were successful, give yourself a big kudos. Maybe you were unsuccessful, give yourself a big kudos. Maybe you got scared and ran back. And think about what it was that drove you backwards. And going backwards isn't, they say quitters never, winners never lose. No, I can't remember. They say there's that never give up attitude in life. That's the hustle attitude. I don't agree with the hustle attitude. I don't agree with the pushing in the wrong direction. So I'm going to give up and stop doing something if it's the wrong thing. And I'm going to be really happy about that. And people will say, maybe they don't say anything because really other people's opinions don't matter. But you might think that they're going to judge me for not following through. They're going to judge me because I quit. Imagine when I left my job as a corporate finance executive, imagine the thoughts people had in their head. She's crazy. What if she's going to go teach yoga? Oh my God, what kind of a career move is that? She's going in totally the wrong direction. That's not the direction people should go. I disagree. And obviously, I disagree wholeheartedly because the road that I have gone down. So think about all these things, the things that don't align with you anymore, or in the past where you think, oh, I'm such a quitter. Did those things just not align with you? Don't sugarcoat it. Don't tell yourself that they didn't align if they did align. Own your path. Part of the experience, the part of being a human being, is you're going to mess up along the way. That's why we're here. Because this is a pretty safe place to mess up, right? And you think, well, what if I die? Well, big deal. I don't mean that entirely big deal because I don't want to die right now. I've got a lot of things on my list that I still want to experience and do. But I can remember Gary Vee one day, some lady said to him, what's the best advice you can give me? And he said, you're going to die. And if you don't know who Gary Vee is, just Google him. He's this big dude, guru dude, business dude. And he said, you're going to die. So who cares what people think? Who cares what discomfort you have? It's not going to matter at the end of the day. Go ahead and do it. Work on what you want to work on, right? So if the thing's not aligned anymore, then release it. Stop thinking about it. If you need to grieve it, if you're like, oh, I really, really wanted to be a ballerina when I was five, it was everything I dreamed of. Actually, a VP that I used to report to, her daughter wanted to be a ballerina and she trained and trained and trained, but she was too tall. Apparently, ballerinas aren't very tall. She was too tall, so she was going to be taller than some of the men who were going to have to lift her. So she had to grieve that dream, even though she had worked and worked and worked for it. She grieved that dream and took that passion in another direction, still a dancer, but just didn't become a ballerina, became her own kind of dancer. So that's one way. It's like if it doesn't align anymore, then let it go. I had a conversation once with a client who said, "I don't understand this letting go thing. How do you let something go?" I said, "Well, think about you're holding on to something really tight. That's work. Letting go is you just open your hand and it releases." So it's when it comes into your mind, just change your mind to think about something else. When it comes into your space, let it go. If you need to throw out old pictures, if you need to get rid of stuff, whatever it is, you can let it go. Letting go is a stopping doing. Holding on is a doing. The other thing to think about is if you are staying in that place of comfort because of that feeling you don't want to move forward into something different. Imagine I had this favorite outfit when I was a little kid. It was hot pants. It was turquoise. I love turquoise. And I loved that outfit. And then one day I was too big to fit into it, but I still wanted to wear it. My mom's like, "No, it doesn't fit you anymore." So I had to release it. I had to release it into the world. But think about that. You know, is there an outfit? I was an accountant. That outfit didn't fit anymore. In fact, the new moon is this weekend. The new moon is going to be in Virgo. And this is a great time to clear out the things that don't serve you. This is clearing out the clutter. So I finally this week got rid of, I did a closet clean out. I'm like, new moon in Virgo, got to clean out something. I'm going to clean out my closet. And I got rid of my last business suit. Imagine, it took me 20 years to finally say, no, I'm really done with this. I'm really done with this. I don't need to keep this as a just in case. I don't need to keep a business suit as a just in case. So even I take some time to really, really, really release. But I kept moving forward, even though I had, it's like when you, this just popped into my head. When you're moving forward, but you're still holding a little bit in the back, it's like an anchor. It's like an anchor that's slowing down your progress. It's like, I'm going to go change into something new, but I'm going to drag this around behind me just in case I need to go back. Columbus burned his ships, I hear. I hear Columbus burned his ships because he didn't want them to get scared and go back. He wanted them to stay and experience this brave new world, you know, this fabulous new place, this fabulous new country. We can argue about the rights and wrongs of that in today's context on some other day. At that time, it was okay. And then there is in that midlife time, that's what we're going to get into next. In that midlife time, wherever that, whatever that definition is for you, I had a midlife crisis apparently at, in my 30s. That midlife place is where you have that, unlike high school, you have a much more developed sense of who you are and your identity. Even if you don't define it, right? Even if you haven't fully defined it, you have a much clearer sense of who you are, what you stand for, what your values are, how you operate in the world, what you like, what you dislike, what you want to do, what you don't want to do, all of those things. So when we hit that midlife place, they call it a midlife crisis. I think it's not a crisis. It's a holy crap, this isn't where I meant to be. And we transition, hopefully. Hopefully, we don't stay in the comfort zone. We don't say, it's just safer here, so I'm going to stay here. Instead, slide yourself forward into a little, even a little bit of discomfort so you can get away from the place that you recognize doesn't suit you. And it might have suited you at one point. You can change your mind. Grown-ups think that when they make a decision, it's permanent. What is that all about? No decision is ever permanent, right? Decisions aren't permanent. Decisions are, I'm going to have pizza for supper, and when supper comes, I've changed my mind. I'm going to have tacos instead. It's as easy as that, right? So this complexity that we've fallen into is we've created this identity for ourselves that doesn't suit us anymore. I had an identity as an accountant, and I didn't even wear that identity very well. I mean, I had people who didn't believe I was an accountant. I was good at it, but I didn't step into that, I'm an accountant, role with the tight bun and the glasses and all these things. I was more of a, I was a bit of a flaky accountant, probably from the outside. So think about this. What identities are you using to create yourself? What outfits are you wearing? And have you outgrown them? So we've got a few ways to move out of this attachment to what's old. And it is an emotional attachment, it's an ego attachment. Because you can be whatever you want. You can reinvent yourself tomorrow and just step into an entirely new role. You have that power. Remember the power of decision making. We've talked about that. So we're going to go on to our next break, and we are going to reframe risk after the break. We are going to talk about is it really risky, right? We're going to talk about is it really risky or is it just your response? So we are on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We're talking about your risk tolerance, and we will be right back after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Do-do-do-do-do. So, yes, welcome back. And by the way, if you're still here, thank you for hanging out with me and hanging out with the podcast. And as always, I'm going to invite you to pop on over to your favorite podcast platform, wherever you're listening, and give us a five-star review. I'd so appreciate that, because the more people who can hear a different way of looking at their life, the more people who can create a happier life, the happier the people are in the world, it'll ripple outwards. That's my big, fat, hairy, audacious goal, is to ripple happiness into the world and raise our vibration, friends. We got to raise the vibe. We got to go fifth dimension. I'll even jump into six if you want. So welcome back. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, just in case you don't know where you are. And I am Heather. And we're talking about risk tolerance. And it's a different way to look at change, at stepping into a new way of being in your life. And something I remember, so way back in the day, goodness gracious, this was probably in the 90s. I was going to Weight Watchers. I think they're still around, Weight Watchers. And one of the, and this was, we had live meeting. You had to imagine. This is so funny to me right now. You had to go to this church, stand in line and get weighed. It's like, talk about stress. And then sit and listen to someone tell you how to help you move. They weren't giving you a hard time. They were trying not to give you a hard time. You were really good at giving yourself a hard time. And try to help you to unpack what was keeping you from your weight loss goal. And I remember this one has stayed with me a long time too. And I see it in more contexts. It's in a lot of contexts. That when you have relationships with human beings, and we all have people that we know, and even your, barista, you have a relationship with your barista to some extent. You have an unwritten agreement with that person of you will do this and I will do this, and this is how we will interact. So the barista is, you will order your coffee, I will make it for you, you will give me money, you will drink your coffee, and we'll have a great day. They're more complicated than that when you get into closer relationships. Your parents, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your life partners, your friends, everybody's got this unwritten relationship with you. So when you go and change something, you really mess with the agreement. And this is where I think a lot of us get stuck. I think this is where a lot of us think the risk is. We are afraid. Because if I change something, that's a huge risk to my evolutionary understanding that safety is being in the tribe, right? So I got divorced. For some people, they have different reasons for liking or not liking that word or that behavior. And for me, that risk that I took was that everything, my whole life, I've exploded my life a couple times, haven't I? Oh, I guess I don't find it all that risky. I've gotten used to exploding my life. But that one was one of the first ones. And when you do that, anybody who's done it knows it rewrites everything. Your physical home, but the biggest one is your, like, all of that, all of the material stuff you can sort out. It's the relationships that can be really traumatic to people, and a reason to stay in something, even if it doesn't fit you or suit you anymore. So that rewriting of that contract with the people that you have the closest relationships with, there are people who I considered really close friends who are not. There are people who I had really important relationships with who I do not any longer. And there is a grieving process. There is a recognition that something that was happening is gone. It's gone. And that's hard. That is hard. It makes me a little sad, actually, when I think about it now. Now, but that sadness isn't, it's sadness in recognizing that something that was important is gone, but also recognizing that that person, I, how am I going to put this? So my love of myself outweighs that. I would not stay in a situation that did not suit me, that did not serve me, that was I had outgrown, that was keeping me from something even better for someone else. And while I'm sad about those relationships, and I considered those people important in my life, they weren't more important than me. And there's other people in the world, right? There are, and now the friendships that I have, they know that I can evolve and change and be different. And they've seen it a couple of times, and they're my cheerleaders because their relationship with me isn't dependent on my current identity on in the external world. Their relationship with me is with my internal person, my internal self. So risk isn't just the danger of what happens to you or your perceived danger of what happens to you. It's about aligning. So don't just take a risk because you want to take a risk. Align that risk, align that decision with what in this moment is the right direction for you. It can change, obviously, because I've done it. And for some people, they might go, okay, Heather said this, I'm going to go and do it. And then you're like, oh my God, this is too much. So if you're going too fast, don't go too fast. Go your speed, right? And there's a couple ways you can figure this out. If you're going too fast, it can feel a bit traumatic, maybe, or overwhelming. If it feels maybe overwhelming is better. If it feels too overwhelming, just back up a little bit. You don't have to go so fast. It takes a little bit of time to evaluate. I mean, my pace, even my physical pace is slow compared to most people's. I was walking in the office one day when I was an accountant, and somebody passed me in the hallway. They're like, you walk too slow. And off they went. I'm like, what's the rush? It's counting. But if you're going too slow and you're not seeing any change, maybe it's because you're afraid of going a little bit faster. If it's fear that's keeping you going slow, just push a little bit harder. If it's overwhelm, back it up a little bit. And think about this. Is the thing that you're fearing, the risk that you are fearing, yours? What? What are you talking about? So we, especially as little kids, we adopt the fears of the people who are around us. And this came to, it's funny, when I was getting dressed this morning, I thought of this. My mother was petrified of bees when I was a little kid. I don't know if she still is, but I can remember we had a Volkswagen Bug. I don't know how she fit four kids into a Volkswagen Bug. It was the time before seat belts and child seats. That's how we did it. We just piled them all in there. Just quit hitting your brother. And a bee flew into the window one day. Luckily, she put the car in park, and then she jumped out of the car and left us all in the car because she was so afraid of bees. I mean, it's like, Mom, seriously? So I should ask my siblings. I don't know if they're afraid of bees, but I could have absolutely taken on a fear of bees. Can you imagine if I was afraid of bees? I'm not afraid of bees, but the fears of your, even your grandparents, depending on when they grew up, you know, if they grew up in the Depression, they're super fearful of losing everything and being poor. That's what they grew up in. And did you grow up in that too? Right? Did you take on that fear and it wasn't even yours? What are your experiences that have built the fears that you have? And if you unpack them, if they are yours, do you need to keep them? If they're not yours, psh, chuck them out. Get your own fears. You don't need to take on somebody else's. It's like going through somebody else's closet and their clothes don't fit quite right because they've got a different tailor, right? So if it's not yours, you can evaluate it and decide, do I like this outfit? And you can keep it. But fear, I've heard false expectations appearing real. We're often afraid of something that's probably not even going to happen. And if it does happen, it's not usually the way we think it's going to happen. And by keeping ourselves closed off to a risk, taking a risk of trying something new and being just uncomfortable, we block ourselves off from the possibility of even more amazing. Imagine instead of what could go wrong, imagine what could go right. That's a way better vibration to live in. Imagine how amazing it could be if you stepped forward into a little bit of discomfort, enough that you can manage it, and stayed there until it became comfortable. And then you did it again, and you did it again, and you did it again. Imagine how far you could go. I'm the perfect example. I've taken many risks in my lifetime, and some of it would blow your brains out, but now I've created my own life in such a way that I couldn't have even imagined it. So we're going to go to our final break, my friends. Come back, because I have some final thoughts for you, talking about risk tolerance on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be back in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Right on. So with new thoughts about risk and reframing risk, reframing it as the anchor that's keeping you from the potential fabulousness of your life. What will you choose to do, right? How will you choose to do something different? And no, I'm not saying to sell your house, quit your job, get divorced, and go to India. That's what I did. What I'm saying is, make a choice, make an intention that you will try something new. For some people, even just trying a new food, my little brother, oh my goodness, he went to China and he went to McDonald's. Like, there's so much good food in China. I'm not trying any of that crazy food, is what his answer was. So he ate at McDonald's because it was safe. Can you imagine? It's like, do you know how many good kinds of noodles there are in China? Oh my goodness. So what? Maybe that's your first step. Try some food you haven't had before. Eek. As long as it's not poisonous, you'll be fine. But what risk are you going to take? Your life is worth it. Your life is absolutely worth it to take as a risk that you can step forward into something better. And my friends, we're going to continue this a little bit. I just looked at what next week's show is. And next week's show, remember earlier when I said that I was sad about some of the relationships that I've lost over some of the changes that I've made? Well, next week's show is all about it's time to love you. And sometimes it is that fear of someone not loving us when we make a change that is too uncomfortable for us to make that decision. So if you can imagine that, not in a selfish way, not in a selfish way, that the risk of having your world fall apart is worth it, because you should never compromise your amazingness because someone to please someone else. That's the don't dim your light to fit in. That's don't stay quiet. Don't keep your voice quiet if the world needs to hear it. And the world probably does need to hear it, right? Don't stay small. You weren't meant to be small. If we were all up in, you know, the energetic realm and we were hanging out and We're all these big shiny souls, and you say, I'm just going to go down to earth and be really quiet and small. We would have all said, why? That sounds crazy. Why would you do that to yourself? So we are going to talk about that next week. But before we go to that, so your risk tolerance. I want you to take some time this week. You can write it down if you like writing things down. You can just muse about it. You can ruminate about it. Remember when we talked about your process of how you like to think about things? Try some different ones on for size. Sometimes I'm not much of a journaler. Well, I have lots of journals, but I'm not much of a journaler. Think about that one for a minute. I write lots of things down and I write down thoughts, but I'm not one of those dear diary, blah, 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 blah people. I just capture inspirations of the moment and thoughts of the moment. So think about one thing in your life. Just start with one, something not too hard that you want to change. How risky does that feel? Does it immediately give you that, like that scrunching in? If your body will tell you, you don't even, if your brain's going, no, I'm not scared, and your body's like, ew, God, and scrunching up. Your body's not lying. Your brain's lying to you, right? Your brain, your ego can lie, lie, lie. It's trying to do it in your best interest, but your ego just lies. It's a lying ass. Your body does not lie. Your body will tell you. So I always like to try on a thought. This is what I do. I'm like, I think I'm going to go skydiving. There's a risk for you, right? I think I'm going to go skydiving. Then I say, hey, body, what do you feel about skydiving? And it goes, are you crazy? I'm like, okay, that might be a little too risky. Maybe I'll try high diving. Nope, body says no. Maybe I'll just go for a swim. Yes, the body says yes. Let's just go for a swim, Heather. Let's just go for a swim. So your body will give you some answers. Have a conversation between meditation is a really good place for your body and your brain to have a conversation, even your breath. So when I'm sitting in meditation and I'm thinking about something and I've forgotten that I'm meditating and I've forgotten that my body is hanging out waiting for me to pay attention to it, you turn into your breath, and that either your breath is the bridge between your mind and your body, by the way. So you tune into your breath. And you say, how's my breath right now with this thought? And then when the breath is going, you can tune into your body. Use that as a way to pick one thing. Oh, yes, that's what I was saying. Pick one thing and test it out. And if it feels a little scary, even better. And if it feels a little bit uncomfortable, amazing. That'll be outstanding. And then try to stay there. When it's in that discomfort place, I want you to stay there. And if you're in that discomfort place and you're feeling like you want to run away, but you feel like it's still the right place, sit down somewhere, put your feet on the ground, put your bum on something, and take five really deep breaths. Five. That's all I'm asking. Just five really deep breaths. And just sit in that discomfort for long enough to let that little blip pass and then keep going. That's what I want for you. So, yes, come back next week, my friend. We will talk about love, love, love. Do, do, do. We're going to talk about love and why it is time to love you, not in an asshole kind of way, but in a really good kind of way, because you're the only person you spend your whole life with. And I hear, no, that's, yes, it's true. You are the only person you will spend every moment of every day of your entire life with. And that's reason right there by itself for you to love yourself the most. And then instead of keeping it to yourself, just spread it out into the world, like fairy sprinkles out into the world and spread the love, my friend. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to give us our five-star review. Remember to send me a message at Heather, no, info@heatherstewart.coach. And I will see you next week. Take care.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.